Hi, this is a dictation for Tanika Burrows, T-A-N-I-K-A-B-U-R-O-U-G-H. Tanika Burrows is a date of birth 8/26/73 and date of service is 4/19/2022. The patient reports that she's here for follow-up evaluation, but last week she was involved in a major fall in a bathroom where she was outreaching for some product, and she lost her balance. She fell on her right knee and injured her lower back. The pain is now across, and it is almost reported to be 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, very painful. There's an immense difficulty in walking. She reports she did not injure her head or passed out or any seizures. She did not have a repeat stroke. Currently, she is on Plavix for the reason of having the she is having a severe pain. As she points out, to the left sacroiliac joint as a major issue for her, prohibiting her to sleep, walk or sit even. She was doing very well until now with the injection. We provided her 5 epidural injections and 1 sacroiliac joint injection to the left. The pain levels are 8 to 10 with no relief currently from the current episode. She did not go to the emergency room. Her ADLs currently are affected as follows: general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient has no headaches or dizziness, vertigo or vision disturbance, double vision, no blackout seizures, no lack of focus or vision problem, memory problem, only difficulty sleeping. In the pain, patient reports pain in the right knee, right shoulder, left shoulder, and lower back stiffness, pins and needles. In the GI patient, and no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GE, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports severe pain has worsened and no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 168 over 117, pulse is 139, pulse oxygen 98. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 4-7-2022. Dictation number is 0407-065. With the following change, musculoskeletal examination, paravertebral muscle spasm and tenderness. Please mention there is a severe spasm from T8 to L5 bilaterally with several trigger points noticed, extreme spasm. The range of motion is as follows: forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, and rotation is 10. Hyperextension was painful. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in the area of sacroiliac joint is as follows: that there is a tenderness of the both sacroiliac joint, especially the left. Standing flexion test is positive. Iliac compression test is positive. Distraction test positive. Fever test is positive on the left side, and Johnson test is positive on the left side. The examination of the right knee, there is a tenderness on the lower plateau of the tibia on the left side. Other than that, no of this fracture contusion is noticed. There is no other findings. Anterior and posterior apprehension is negative. The patella apprehension is positive, and the anterior drawer, posterior drawer, McMurray sign and Steinman are negative. No fracture or trauma is obviously present. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue Ms. Tanika Burrows with The following medication: ibuprofen 600 mg every 8 hour, 90 tablets. Acetaminophen 500 mg 12 hourly, 60 tablets. Prilosec 40 mg daily. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day to resolve the muscle spasm. Trazodone 100 mg at night to help with the depression. I asked her for glaucoma issue, but she doesn't have one. Lidocaine gel 3% 200 gram daily PRN. She's provided with Narco 5 325 once in a while as needed, 14 tablets only. Pharmacy has been advised to hold the Tramadol, not to be given. Physical therapy has been ordered at Focus Rehab of her choice to do outpatient therapy, since she has not been very compliant in therapy department. She's also continuing on pregabalin ER 165 milligram daily. Patient is advised to continue seeing her personal doctor, primary care doctor, as she has a high blood pressure and she has many other issues that need to be addressed by them. A blood report has been ordered to be sent to us also to share. Thank you.